Okay. We're on Tezach Mem Tes. We're actually on Mem Tes, third line from the top, fourth line from the top. Today's share is sponsored by the Friedman family. Okay. So we had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael about who pays when someone damages someone else. The mazik is the damager. He pays. No question about that. He pays from idiot, which is the best. The question is, who's best? His own best? Or does he have to pay the value of the best of the victim, the nizik? That's the machlokas. So here we go. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. Why did Rabbi Shmuel say he pays the value of the nizik, which is really a could be a benefit to the mazik? In other words, if the nizik has his best, the nizik's best is junk, then the mazik gets a break, because he's paying the best of the victim. So, but why does Rabbi Shmuel hold like that? Why should we give the mazik a break? Why is it the nizik's property that's valued? My taima, the Rabbi Shmuel, nemra sada lamata v'nemra sada lamayla. The pasuk says, ki yivar ish sada. If a man will damage in a sada, which sada? In Rishos HaRabim? No, it's in a private sada. If a man will damage somebody in someone's sada, or kerem, or vineyard, v'shilech ez bi'iro, and he will, again, either him or his animals, this pasuk is about chain and regel, which is just damages, ubier bistei acher, and there'll be damages in another field, or other field, the nizik's field, metav sodehu, the best of that field, umetav karma yishalin. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, what do you see? That, again, Nemra Sada Lamala. It says Sada on the top of that pasuk, talking about the damages. Where are the damages taking place? It's taking place in somebody's field, in a nizik's field, in a victim's field. Nemra Sada Nemra Sada Lamata Venemra Sada Lamala. The mata of that pasuk says, you gotta pay. Metav Sadehu. What does Metav Sadehu mean? Well, let's look at the first half of that pasuk. The first half of that pasuk says, you cause damages in someone else's field. So you pay based on the value of that field. That's why you evaluate it from the nizik's perspective. It's based on a pasuk. Masad hamur lamaila, just like the beginning of that pasuk, is the nizik. We're talking about the field of the nizik. Where's damages happen? Doesn't happen in nowhere's land. It happens in a victim's, in a nizik's field. Af sada hamur lamata, so too, the end of the pasuk, metav sadehu, umetav karmo, is talking about the nizik's value. You pay the best of what the nizik has to offer. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Savar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, metav sadehu yishalim. What does the pasuk say? Metav sadehu. The guy who's paying has to pay. Metav sadehu. You have to pay the value of your fields. The best. That's the mazik. Now, they both have a valid point. They both have a valid point. We might think Rabbi Akiva is more mistaber, right? Because it's true that the first half of that pasuk is talking about a nizik's field. That's true. But then it says, metav sadehu u'metav karmo yishalim. Metav sadehu, meaning the payer. The field of the payer. The one who's paying.
That makes sense if you think about it.
That what? That should be the payer.
Of course.
Right. But Rabbi Shmuel has a pasuk. Now, the Mefarshim point out, with Gzeir Shava. It says Sada. The Mefarshim point out, it's not really Gzeir Shava. You know why? Because Gzeir Shava can never override the Pasha Pshat of a pasuk. Which is what the Pasha Pshat of the pasuk is, it's the payer. It's the mazik whose value you have to. Gzeir Shava says what the Torah doesn't. The opposite of what the Torah says. No such thing. It's not a Gzeir Shava. It's just, you know, Gili Milsa. The Torah is hinting to you that this word here should not be taken so literally. It's not a true Gzeir Shava. But either way. Now, so the Gemara doesn't ask Rabbi Akiva, hey, Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with Rabbi Shmuel's Vart? Because Rabbi Akiva makes more sense. The Gemara does ask Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with Rabbi Akiva's point? Rabbi Akiva has a very good point. So Rishol says, you know what? Ahani Gzereshava. I have the Gzereshava Sada Sada, which we say is not really Gzereshava, Gilu Milsa, but whatever. Vahani Kra. And I have the pot. You're right. Rabbi Akiva is right. So I will use Rabbi Akiva for one instance. Rabbi Akiva's point is well taken, and in one case I will hold from Rabbi Akiva. What's going on? Ahani Gzereshava. I have the Gzereshava Lakita Amaron. Like I said, normally the value of the property is assigned by the victim's prop value. By the Nizik's value. Which as I said, the Chanzova points this out, that's a kula for the Mazik. It's a kula. Because the Nizik's got junk. He doesn't have good stuff. His best is, I have much better than that. So I have to only give his best, not my best. Right?
Which actually doesn't work with what we learned before. You have to give him the best stuff.
So he learns the best of the Nizik.
So just keep a little tiny little...
You translate it into cash. You know, his best field's only worth $1,000. It's his best. My best worth $10,000. But I only have to give him $1,000 because it goes by his best. It's a kula for the mazik, if you hold that it's the nizik's value. Now, ahani kra, but I do use a pasuk for the following case. D'i isle l'mazik idiyis v'ziburis. Let's say the mazik only has good and bad. And v'ziburis d'day, his bad... Lo shavya beidias de nizik is worth less than what the nizik's best. So Rashi finishes the sentence, but the mazik's best is better than the nizik's best. The mazik has no field comparable field to compensate the nizik with the nizik's best. Right, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the nizik's best is what is the. The Nizik's best is what makes what you chayev. You have to pay the Nizik's best. The Mazik doesn't have the Nizik's best. He only has better than that or worse than that. So, worse than that, he doesn't have to give. He's got to give the Nizik's best. His best is better than the Nizik's best. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's when the pasuk comes along and says, Meitav Sadehi u'meitav Karmi Yishalim, then I agree with Rabbi Akiva. He's got to pay more. Right, he's got to pay more. In that case. That's what I agree with Rabbi Akiva. You're right. The Pasha Pshat might lead to Rabbi Akiva. There is a time when I will hold like Rabbi Akiva. I will agree with him. When? When the Mazik's best is better than the Nizik's best, and the Mazik has no other land equal to the Nizik. Then I will agree. The Mashalei Lami Meitav, then you pay from the best. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Baha Kasov, this pasuk only comes ella legabos lenezikin min idius, that to tell you that you collect from nezikin from idius, the kal v'chomer lehektish, and a kal v'chomer for sure. If you can collect idius from a nizik, you can for sure collect idius from hektish. So the Gemara says hektish, my kal v'chomer lehektish. What kind of kal v'chomer are you talking about? In other words, if for hedyot, for ordinary things, you're paying the best. So for sure, for hektish, you're going to pay the best. Right? It's a kavachomer. So Rabbi Akiva said. So what kind of hektish? Ilema denachei Torah didon gazon denachei Torah didon lor the hektish. If it's that one of our oxes gored one of hektish's oxes, right? If that's what you're trying, that's what it means. That's not true. Shorei ehu amar rachmana v'lo shor shel hektish. You only have to pay. Only when you hurt someone else's shor, your friend, do you have to pay any damages. But if your ox gores an ox of hektish, you don't pay hektish at all. Hektish loses out. 100% loss to hektish. Why? It's a pasuk. Shor yehu. The full pasuk is, it's in Parshas Mishpatim, the full pasuk says, it says, v'chi yigof shor ish es shor re'ehu. Right? When your shor will damage your friend's shor, vometh, and it'll die, umachru es shor chaspo, fine, dot. Which is, only your friend's shor you have to pay, not the shor of hektish. It's a fascinating Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, it's actually humorous. The Ibn Ezra says, you know what that pasuk means? You know what this pasuk means? It says, v'chi yigof, amar ben zuta, I don't know who ben zuta is, amar ben zuta, Ki re'ehu Torah l'shar. The word friend goes on the shar. When a shar will gore his friend. Ki yigaf shor ish es shor re'ehu. when a guy's char will gore his friend, the char. Right, the char's buddy, he'll gore his own friend. You hear that word? You hear that shot? The evidence quotes from the name of Ben Zuta? Then he says, V'lo ra ki shar ishazu. Then listen to this line. Listen to this line of the Ebn Ezra. V'chein hu shor re'ehu. V'ein shor re'ah rak ben zuta levado. The shar's only friend is really Ben Zuta, who says such a part like that. Right? That's what the Ebn Ezra says. Only the Ebn Ezra can say that. Right, I said before the shiur, I'm going to say a humorous word. Someone said to me, how can idiots and zaburis be humorous? I said, the Ebn Ezra came along and gave us a lift. The Ebn Ezra came along and gave us a lift. Okay. But you're right, it's not, the rest of the stuff is not going to be so humorous. Anyway, so that's what Rekiva says. So what did Rekiva mean when he said, Kavachomer for Hektish? What kind of Kavachomer is that? There is no damages when you damage Hektish's ox. Shoreyehu, it says, V'lo shor shal Hektish. Right? But Zuta didn't hold from that vart. But that's what we're holding from that vart. Rekiva held from it. Shoreyehu, V'lo shor shal Hektish. So what did Rekiva mean when he said, Kavachomer for Hektish? What do you mean by that? Now, can't mean damaging Hektish. You don't pay Hektish. Hektish gets a loss. V'chitema. Where am I? Ella, rather, la'omer hare olai mana lebeta kabayis. If somebody says, I hereby agree to donate money to the Beit HaMikdash, I'm donating $1,000, he makes an appeal on by Kol Nidre, he says, I'm giving $1,000 to the Beit HaMikdash. And then he doesn't pay. So what happens? V'asi gizbar v'shatel meyadis. So the gizbar is going to come, the treasury, the gabai of the base is going to come and say, nu, pay up. Is that what he means? And he'll take idiots to pay off that debt, that promise? That can't be. Lo yehe el balchov. This is nothing different than a balchov. I owe the money. U balchov dino bebeinus. And a balchov pays beinus. Right? We that was the Mishnah. We're going to have it on a base. A balchov pays beinus. Why? On a base, we'll explain why. So, what does Rekiva mean, Kavachomer? If you pay a nizik, a damages is idiots, for sure Hektish gets idiots. Where does Hektish get idiots? Can't be damages, Hektish gets zero. It can't be a loan, you owe money to Hektish, because then it's bananas, like any other loan. Any other debt. So when is it? V'chitema, and if you want to tell me, Kasav Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds, Balchov shakel idiot benazikin, that a Balchov does pay idiots kinazikin, just like nazikin. In other words, if you damage somebody, you pay the best. So too, if you owe them money, they can collect from the best. If that's true, the Bekiva holds that, then ikla mifrach, then the whole Kavachomer will fall. Why? Mal Balchov shekein yafakach benazikin. I understand why a Balchov. Balchov, you owe him money. Who has a stronger hand when it comes to Nezikin? Because normally, a Balchov pays Beninus, and a Nezikin pays Idias. So normally, Nezikin is better than a Balchov, is stronger than a Balchov. But you're telling me that if you owe money to Hektish, Hektish can collect from Idias. That doesn't make any sense. Then Tomar beHektish, Shekin Horach Kocho beNezikin. Then how can you pay better for Hektish when by Nezik you pay zero? I understand that Nezikin is more machmir because you have to pay idiots, and a Balchov is more mekel because you only have to pay Beninus. But now you want to tell me that by Hektish you pay Kavachomer. Just like by Nezikin, by Het Yod, I pay idiots. So too, by a Balchov to Hektish, I pay idiots. But by Nezikin to Hektish, I don't pay anything. So that's not how Kavachomer is that. All the logic has been taken out of it. I don't pay anything for Nizik by Hektish. So how could you tell me it's a Kavachomer? Right? B is greater than A. Here, B is not greater than A. A is Nezikin by regular people. B is Nezikin by Hektish. Nezikin by Hektish, you pay zero. So, what? Fine. That's fine. But we're trying to build a way that you pay Idis by Nezikin, and Rebbe Akiva made a statement, Kavachomer by Hektish. What kind of Kavachomer is that? By Nezikin by Hektish, you pay zero. So why would I think that by a Balchov by Hektish, you should pay Idis? There's no reason to think that. So, therefore, the Gemara backtracks and says, you know what? I'm stuck. Therefore, La'olam really, Denache Torah Didang, Torah de Hektish. Really, we're talking about a case where our ox gores one of the oxen of Bezdin. And Rabbi Akiva does Hektish, I'm sorry, Hektish. Rabbi Akiva does not learn that Shorei Ehu excludes Bezdin. Hektish. Does he hold from Bezdin? No, he doesn't hold from that either. What does he hold? Rabbi Akiva Savalok Rashim Menasya, the Tanya, Rashim Menasya Omer, Shar Shal Hektish, Shanagach Lashar Shal Hedyot. If a Shar of Hektish damages a regular guy's Shar, Potter. That's the Ptur. The other way around, if Hektish damages one of ours, it's Potter. Hektish doesn't pay, it's our loss. But the Shar Hedyot, Shanagach Lashar Shal Hektish, but if our Shar damages one of Hektish's Shars, Bein Tam Ubein Muad, doesn't make a difference if it's a Tam or a Muad. Right, if it's the first three times where normally you pay half, or after that you pay full, Meshalim Nezek Shalim. You pay full value. That's the Kal V'chomer. Just like by idiot, by a Nezek, by damages, by a regular person, you pay idiot, so too. If one of your oxen damages one of Hektish's oxen, you pay idiot. The Pasuk says, Shoriyehu V'lo Shal Shal Hektish, Riki doesn't learn that. That's the Kal V'chomer. Okay? So far, so good? Ihachi, if all that is true, then we ended yesterday on the top of the page, top of the Amid, that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is where the idiots of the Nizik is the value of the Zeburius of the Mazik. And then we got into this whole machlokes about whose value is it. Why do we have to make such a complicated machlokes? My the beidias the nizik kiziburis the mazik pligi. Who said that's the machlokes? It's a very weak question because the answer is so obvious. It's surprising the Gemara even asked this. Dilma, maybe. No, don't worry, Dilma. Maybe ihachi. My the beidias the nizik kiziburis the mazik. Dilma, maybe. The kuli alma. Everybody agrees. But the nizik shayminon. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that the value of the damages is paid for from the Nizik's perspective. B'hacha, b'plunted, Rav Shur b'Menasseh, Rabbanah k'mifligi. And the whole machlokah of Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shur b'Menasseh is regarding the issue of whether or not Hektish pays. Whether or not you pay Hektish. To be given, Savalok, Rav Shur b'Menasseh. That you do, yes, pay Hektish. Rabbi Shmuel, Savalok, Rabbanon, that you don't pay Hektish. That's the whole machlokah between the two of them. So Gemara says, that can't be so serious. Im Kain, what did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said lo b'hakasav? On the top of the page, right? We said Rabbi Shmuel's shita. We asked a question on him that doesn't really fit with the words of the pasuk. And Rabbi Shmuel said, "You're right. I have both. There is a time." And then Rabbi Akiva comes lo b'hakasav. That pasuk only comes along. That's mashma that he's addressing Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Rabbi Shmuel's pshat had nothing to do with Hektish, which implies that's not what the machlokes is about. It's not about Hektish. Also, v'od, also, my kalva chomer lehektish. What kind of kalva? Then what does the Rabbi Akiva statement mean? I said, they're arguing about hektish, and then Rabbi Akiva says, kalva chomer lehektish. That doesn't make any sense. So then the question is so weak, because the answer is so strong.
It isn't kalva chomer, because hektish always wins.
What? Yeah, but we're saying, the whole machlokas is, if you damage one of hektish's oxen, you have to pay. Kalva chomer to hektish. Come home and hektish, but that's what the machlokes is about. It's like an extra statement. So yeah, they're arguing about nizikin, and then whose perspective, nizik or mazik, and then Rabbi Akiva says, by the way, kavachom al hektish. That makes sense. To say the whole machlokes is about hektish, and then say kavachom al hektish makes no sense. But also ha'omer of Ashi. Rav Ashi says black and white. Tanya behedyo. We have a ferish of Raisa that says the metav sodehu umetav karmo yishalim. Metav sodehu shal nizik. The perspective is on the nizik umetav karmel shel nizik. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Omer metav sadeu shel mazik umetav karmel shel mazik. The perspective of the mazik. So that's the machlokes, and Rabbi Akiva does come along with the kal v'chomer from hektish. So they're really arguing on two things. They're arguing on. They also are arguing on the hektish. So they're arguing on two things. They're arguing on when damages take place, who pays. The mazik pays. No issue about that. How does he pay? So according to Rabbi Akiva, he pays from his own value, the best of his own. According to Rabbi Yishmael, he pays from the best of the nizik.
Except there's one case.
There's one case where Rabbi Yishmael would agree. That's where the mazik, his best, he doesn't have the value of the nizik's best. He only has better. Then he has to give the better. Then he agrees with Rabbi Akiva. The second machlokas they argue about is, what if you damage Hektish? You have to pay? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you do not have to pay. The pasuk says, "Shor Yehu v'lo Shor Shalakish." According to Rabbi Akiva, you do have to pay. I say Shor Yehu. Now that's going the other direction. If the hetnish damages you, hetnish doesn't have to pay. Right? Now, does Rabbi Shmuel agree with that? He probably does. I don't know. I'm telling me he does. Hetnish, like I said, hetnish always wins. Hetnish always wins. Okay. Now, next. So yesterday we said, the Mishnah said that because of Tikkun HaOlam, we make a mazik pay idius. So we had this discussion get started. We said, because of Tikkun HaOlam, it's a beferish pasuk. Meta sadehu metaf karmo yishalim. What do you mean Tikkun HaOlam? Right? So we had the whole machlokas of Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, about what do you do? The Tikkun HaOlam was if the mazik and the nizik have different values, right? That's what we said. Where the idiots of the nizik is better, it's like the zaburis of the mazik. And we get to the whole machlokas. Ravina has an entirely different shot. Ravina Amar, la'ola masnisin derbi akivihi. Really, the mission is like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who said, midaraisa b'damazik shaminan. You evaluate it from the mazik. What does it mean, b'nei tikkun ha'olam? It's a beferish of pasuk. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Shimon hi. And the Mishnah is going with the shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Taima Dekra, who explains that the Torah itself gives, you can learn the reasons, the obvious reasons why the Torah says things. For example, Rosh, the famous example where Rabbi Shimon actually says his statement is, the Torah says, don't take a mashkon from an almana. Right? That's what the Torah says. Lo, sachbo beged almana. But, why? Well, you're going to take her pajamas as a mashkon for an almana, and every night, the almana comes to you as it gets dark, and you give her pajamas, and then she needs them at night. And in the morning, she has to return them. That looks terrible. It looks terrible that there's a single woman out there always coming in your house at night with pajamas. That looks terrible. Right? It looks like she's sleeping there. It's really what it looks like. Now, we know it's not true. Nothing inappropriate is going on, but it sure looks bad.
Just for embarrassment.
What?
Just for embarrassment.
What's the embarrassment? No. Yes. So if it's an embarrassment.
It's the time to get her pajamas back.
What? Yeah. Is it because of embarrassment? I don't know about that. I thought it was because of.
You're making the audience feel even worse than he's feeling himself. He's not appropriate to get his pajamas every single night.
No, I think that Rashi might be even on the pasuk that it's going to be inappropriate. It's going to be a shame on her. But in the Hanami, it's embarrassing too. So therefore, Sherman said, what if she's rich? What if she's rich and she's got two pairs of pajamas and they can take them? Why? Because she's not coming every night. She doesn't need to. So in other words, the Torah said A, but what's the reason? So if we can, we'll give a reason, and if the reason doesn't apply, then it's fine. So rich woman, you can take the pajamas, not a poor woman. Every night she's going to be by your doorstep with pajamas. It looks terrible. But if she's a rich woman, she's not going to be there every night. So too over here. What is the reason? What is the reason why the Torah said Metav Sadehu? Why do you pay the best? You know why you pay the best? B'nei Tikkun HaOlam. In other words, the Mishnah was saying that the Torah says Metav Sadehu because of the benefit of the world. What's the benefit? Here we go. Matam Ka'amar. The Mishnah was explaining the Torah's reasoning. Matam Hanazikin Shamar Lehem Be'idiyas. Why do we evaluate from the best? And it's the best of the Mazik. Why? If they take an olam, the Tanya, Amr b'Shimon. If they not Amr hanazak and shamar lahem be'idiyas. It's very wordy here, but why does why does a person, a mazik, pay the best? Why does he pay the best? You know why? Because it's an incentive for him not to do damages. Now, mazik generally even could be not his fault. Right? His ox, the damages, it's not his fault. It's his fault because he didn't be shomer the ox. But this prevention, this idea really doesn't apply by pure mazik, but we'll say in a second. Shamin lahem be'idiyas, why? B'nei ha-gazlanin u'b'nei ha-chamsanin. Because of the gazlanim and because of the chamsanim. Because of a gazlin who is considered a mazik. That's the key. Rashi points out, Rashi might not hear, might be in Baba Kama, A gazan is considered a mazik. What's a chamsin? A chamsin is someone who forces you to sell something. So many mefarshim say lav dafka, because what are you paying back? He paid you. He pays you. I bought that. I really wanted that watch from you, so I forced you. I drove you nuts, but I paid you for it, full value. So the mefarshim said it could be a chamsin. Is let's say now it shoots up in crazy price. And if I want that back, you paid me $100. Now it's worth $1,000. I didn't really want to sell that to you. You forced me. That could be one case, or it could be lav dafka. We're just talking about types of maziks where there's forethought, like a gazlan, like a chamsin, even though the money might not make sense, but it could be it does. These types of people, they're called nezikim, and we'll apply this now to every case of a mazik. Every mazik, whether it's an accident, on purpose, right? An adam's always a muad, always has to pay. You're always responsible for your actions, whether or not you intend them or not. But if you intend them, if it sure applies, Kadesh Yomer Adam, Lama Ani Gozel, Lama Ani Chosen. What should I steal for? What should I do that for? Lamachar tomorrow, Bezin Yardin Lenachasai. Bezin's going to catch me. How am I going to get away with it? I'm going to get caught. And Venotlin Sada Noah Shali. They're going to take my best stuff. They're going to take my best. 1 minute. The Som Chalamasha Kasav Batorah, Metav Sadeh, or Metav Karbol Shishalin. Even the Gazlan knows the Pasuk in Mishpatim. Everybody learned Bashar's Mishpatim. Everybody took that Mishpatim regent in high school. So everybody knows Mishpatim. And they all know that you're going to take the best. So they all have second thoughts. It's a disincentive to be a robber, to be a thief, to be a mazik. You know what? The consequences are so high. You don't just pay back. You pay back from the best. That might change somebody's mind. That's a tikkun olam. It might give a guy second thoughts. It might not happen. Yeah. Right.
Literally,
tikkun olam. Interesting. Oh, because that's why I use it, because the world was destroyed for Hamas, so this is tikkun olam. Interesting. Right. Interesting. No, but from a halachic perspective, it's a little difficult, because he paid you for it. So what are you paying back? Idiots. It doesn't apply. It gave you the value. So either you have to say it's lav dafka, or maybe the price went up.
What if you did it in a
Geneva
type way?
Like right, so if you did it in a Geneva type way, exactly. Right, so if it's a Geneva type way, then it's a gazlan. Right, which is why most mefarshim say it's lav dafka here. Doesn't really mean a chamsin in the classic sense that we call a chamsin. It just means guys that are mistreating other people's property, like a gazlan, a chamsin, right? So Amru, therefore they said, Hanizak and Shama Lahem, but idiots, a nizik has to pay idiots. Why? Because it might be a disincentive to do that way. Next. Amru Balchov Bainanis. So why does a Balchov, I borrowed $100, I don't have the money to pay back. Why do I pay Bainanis? Again. Kedei shelo yira adam, listen to this. Kedei shelo yira adam lachavero, sada noe v'dira noe. The guy says, oh, I love Reuven's, that red field of Reuven's is such prime real estate. You know what I'll do? I'll lend Reuven money, and then he won't be able to pay me back. I'll lend him a lot of money. He won't be able to pay me back. What am I going to do? I'll take that field. I want it anyway. Right? I'll take that field. Idiots. No, you don't pay idiots. You don't get idiots if you lend money. Right? Why? He'll see the good Reuven's good stuff. The Yomer, he'll say, Ekpot, I'll jump the Alvenu and I'll lend Reuven money. Kidei, in order, Sha'agvenu Bechovi. I can collect that good real estate of Reuven when Reuven can't pay me back. Well, Fikach, therefore, Amru Balchov, the Baininess. No, you owe somebody money, you only get paid back in Baininess, not choice. So if that's true, El Mayata Yehei Biziburius, it's much better, the cheapest. So there's a counterbalance. MK, and if that's true, Atano Dalfus Neilovin, nobody's going to want to lend money. If you only get back the junk, nobody's going to want to lend. So it's a nice balance. Not the junk, not the best. You get the middle. Now, Ksuva Isha Biziburius, a woman does get the junk. She does get the junk. Why? Why does she get the junk? What? No, not because she's a woman. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer b'Beinonis. Rabbi Meir does say that she gets Beinonis. Now Amr of Shimon, if they ma Amru Ksuvas Isha b'Ziburius. Why does a woman get Ziburius? You know why? She Yoser Mimasha Ish wrote to Lisa, as barely as a man wants to be married, Ha'isha wrote to Linase. A woman wants to be married even worse. So therefore, a woman wants to be married even worse. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. I'll take any junk as long as I get married. Right? And nobody's thinking, most people don't think, what's going to be when the marriage is over? Right? What's going to be when he divorces me or passes away? I'm going to get junk. I'll take that junk. I'd rather be married. What?
You
prenup, right? It's a built-in prenup that you only get Zeburiyot, but they don't care because they want to be married.
So
they're going to
take advantage.
What? Tosus does ask that... No, I'm sorry. No, we're going to get to Tosus in a minute. Tosus does ask that in a minute we're going to give... There's a Havamina, and according to Rava, it's a Maskana, that we give women better land, according to a mayor, because we want to boost their ability to remarry. So we give them bandiness, so they should be attractive, be appealing. But that now you have to figure out how does that work with a woman wanting to be married.
The second time already,
they're not so interested.
They got the money already, right?
So Tosus distinguishes between maybe the general klal of as a group, we try to boost their marriage ability, but each individual woman doesn't really care. So Tosus seems to say that each individual woman would rather be married, but as a when we're making up rules, we try to boost their chances. Even though Lamaisa, each woman would rather say, "I don't care, I want to be married. I'll take that tiburit. I don't mind." Davar acher, another pshat. Isha yotza l'ritzona v'shalo ritzona. A woman goes out whether or not it's her will or not. V'ha'ish eina matzia el ritzono. A man can only be divorced if he wants to be divorced. He can't be forced. So the Gemara says, my davar acher. What does that mean? What does that have to do with why a woman gets tiburit? What is going on with that? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, listen to this havamina. V'chitema k'hechidichi mapik la ihu takina le rabbanon k'suva mine. When did they make up a din of k'suva? Kina when the man says, you know what, I don't like you. I fell out of love with you. I don't want to be married to you anymore. Here you go. Here's a get. And by the way, I will pay that k'suva. But kinafka ihi. Let's say it's her fault that they're getting divorced. For whatever reason, it's her fault. Then maybe nami lisakni le rabbanon k'suva mina. Maybe she has to give him a k'suva. Maybe the only time a man has to give a woman a k'suva is if it's his choice. But if it's her reason, it's her fault, I think Rashi might say it. No, he doesn't say it. The Mefarshim say, she did something inappropriate, she didn't act like Das Yehudis. He's divorced, it's her fault. Maybe she has to give him a ksuva. Maybe. The answer is no, she doesn't. You know why? Because it's never going to be caused by her. Toshma, isha yatza l'ritzona v'shalo ritzona. A woman can be divorced with her will or against her will. V'ish ein emotzi el l'ritzono. It's only going to be in his will. Even if he has to divorce her. Even if she did some terrible, inappropriate thing and he has to divorce her. And it's really her fault. He would have minded staying. He wouldn't have minded staying married. Nevertheless, efshar demashi la begita, he can withhold that get from her. He can torture her. Torture her in a good way. Make her do tshuva. He can hold off. Since he's in the total driver's seat, that's what we meant. It's never her. She never is in the driver's seat. Even if he has to divorce her. Even if she's the whole cause of it. She's never in the driver's seat. Since she's never in the driver's seat, that's what we meant. My davar acher. Right? There's never going to be a situation where she's ever going to have to give any ksuva money. Never. Only him. Okay. Next. Now, ksuvas isha b'ziburis. The ksuva of a isha is from the ziburis, the worst. Amar mar zutra, mar bereder of Nachman, lo amorin, that's only true el miyasmi. That's only true if an almana is collecting ziburis from the yisomim, meaning the husband died. She comes to the husband's children, they could be her own children too, and say, pay me the ksuva. Then they can pay from Zeburis. Aval mine didei, but if she's getting the ksuva from him, he's still alive, he's still there, then she gets collected from Beinanis. Why? Because then it's really like any other Balchov. Any other Balchov. Why should it be less? Because she wants to be married so badly. So what? So if it's the Yisomim, then really we're being make on the Yisomim. We're doing the Yisomim a favor. That's how they explain Marzutra. He doesn't really, man, hold from that thing about women wanting to be married. Really, it's any Baal Chov under the sun. Any Baal Chov. Any Baal Chov is Beinonis. What about Zeburis? Why is it the mission of Zeburis? Because it's Yisomim. So the Gemara says, Miyasmi? You're telling me that the whole Mishnah is talking about only from Yisomim and Zeburis? Then my area, Ksuvah Tisha. Then why do you single out Ksuvah? I feel you call Milinami. Anything. Tatna. The Mishnah, by the way, yesterday said it. Ein Ifrad Minichzi some element of Zeburis. The Yisomim always pay Zeburis. Why? Because we're doing them a favor. They always get the better end of the deal. They always pay Zeburis. Oh, you're telling me, Bechidish, in Isha by Ksuvah by Yisomim pay Zeburis. The Mishnah said it straight out. Yisomim always pay Zeburis. So the Gemara says, El alav mine, isn't the Mishnah talking about where the husband's alive? And it's still Zeburis? Maharaj, literally, you're wrong. So the Gemara says, no. La'ola miyasmi. And Ksuvah's Isha Istrichale. And you need a special limud. I would have thought Ksuvah's different. You know why? Talking about the Chimina, I would have thought Mishum China, because of we want to make the woman look better, Chain, right? We want her to be in a better position to get remarried, so we'll give her a little bit of better fields. She should be a little more attractive as a shidduch, right? We'll give her some better fields. Ikilu Rabban and Gaba, they were makel regarding her, and they made the Yisom too bad on the new Yisom, and we feel bad for you, but we feel worse for her. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. But the Mishnah had to go out of its way to point that out, because I would have thought otherwise. I would have thought for an almana, we will give her Ibaninus. You know what? We don't give her Ibaninus. But if he's alive, the husband, then we do give him Ibaninus, says Marzutra. Yeah.
I mean, it's fundamental. When the Yisomim is paying the tshuva of the father,
yeah.
Is it there? Is it the Yisomim's debt?
It's a big, tremendous, tremendous shaila in the Achronim, the Chakira.
The Gemara seems to imply that it's Yisomim's
debt. Right.
It's no different than the other debt Yisomim has.
Ain't a Konami, exactly. We're going to get to it more in a minute. We're not going to have time, but we're going to read it. Amar Rava, another Kasha. Toshma, wait a minute. Rav Meir Amar Ksuva Tisha Bebeninus. Rav Meir argues in the Mishnah yesterday. Rav Meir said that Ksuva does pay Beninus. Oh, you do pay bainus for a ksuva. Miman, from who? Elam, a miyasmi, if it's yisomim. So, less leila, Rameir, hodatnan, ain't it for me, nichna yisomim, elemen as ziburis? Does Rameir argue on that line? That a yasam always pays ziburis? No, he doesn't argue on that line. Nobody argues on that. Ella, it must be, lav mine. Rameir must hold that you pay the bainus from when he's alive. Michlal, that the rabbanon suffer be ziburis. That the rabbanon hold, no. When he's alive, you do pay ziburius against Marzutra. Marzutra said if he's alive, he pays Beninus, according to everybody. It's not true, only Rebbeir said that. So the Gemara says, no, la'ola miyasmi. Really, we are talking about the Yisomim. So why does the mayor say he pays ziburius? Because the mayor bought into the China. Shiny Ksuvah Isha Mishum China. No, according to Rava, Rebbeir says the reason why she gets, Yasmin has to pay Beninus for an Isha is because they want to make her look better. But what if the husband's alive? In the Chinami, everybody would agree it's Beninus. Amar Baya, Tashma. This question is going to be so strong, we're going to have to change the Mishnah. Tashma. Mazutra can't answer this question. Hanizakin, when it comes to a Nizik, Shamal Lehem Be'idiyas. We value from Idiyas. Balchov, Be'benidis. Ksuvah Isha, Be'ziburiyas. So, Miman, from who? Elam, Miyasmi, if we're talking about a Yasom. What do you mean? A Yasom pays a Balchov from Be'benidis? Of course not. My area, Ksuvah Isha. Filikol Haninami. Everybody, Yosef pays everybody Ziburis. So it says Marzutra, you're right. I can't answer that question. Therefore, I'm going to relearn the entire Mishnah. Ella lav mine. It must be we're talking about the husband. And what does the husband say? What does the Mishnah say? Isha pays Ziburis. That's not what Marzutra says. Marzutra is wrong. So therefore, Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov, no. You know how we're going to answer Marzutra? Hacha ma'eskid. And our Mishnah is talking about an entirely different kind of case. Kigon, shenasa orev, linitzke b'no, l'balchov b'no, uluksuvas kalaso. The father says, I will pay any time my son gets into damages, I'll pay. I'll be an orev. I'll pay his damages, I'll pay his debt, and I'll pay his ksuva for the daughter-in-law. I'll pay it all. V'hai ki dine. So now when he pays, how does he pay? As what does he pay? Does he stand in the shoes of his son or not? So we're going to say he stands in the shoes of his son. When does the son pay damages or balchov? When he's alive. When he's alive. Right? Therefore, they will collect from the father as if he is the son, who is alive. He's not alive, he died. But it says if he is alive, And therefore, he'll pay idiots and ziburus. Idiots for the nezek, beninus for debt. Now, ksuvat isha, dil'achar mitza gavya. Ksuvat isha is only collected after death. To be eerie, says not so true. It's even by a divorce. But the father never was an ori for that. He was only an ori for the death. That's to be eerie, says. Otherwise, this gemara doesn't make any sense. He was only an ori for the death. So what, how would that ever get paid? That would get paid from a yasom. Dil'achar mitza miman gavya miyasmi. So, ihunami ki megavi kalacha misa megavi. When do you collect? You collect it from after misa. Therefore, you only pay ziburius. One more minute. Fatebekle, the arv ketuva lo mishtabed. But wait a minute. There's no such thing as an arv by ketuva. There's no such thing. So the Gemara says, no, bekablon. You were a super arv. You said, I'll pay even if my son has the money. That's a super arv. Chopper. That's true if you hold that you only have to pay only if the guy doesn't have any assets. If he has assets, mishtabed, he can't have assets here. Why can't he have assets here? Because there's no other person who's paying the yisomim. If the guy had other assets, his children, the grandchildren, would inherit, and it would be their obligation to pay the debt, not the father. That gets into your question about how the yisomim are. So it must be the guy had not a penny. If the guy doesn't have a penny, the kabbalah doesn't pay. Why doesn't the kabbalah pay? Because nobody would do that. Nobody would ever offer to pay someone else's debt when they don't have a nickel. So how could, according to this, why would the father ever do that? No, a father's different. The Gemara is going to answer that. A father would do that. It could be, no, he had assets. But then the hurricane came and took it all away. So now he's penniless. But it could be at the time of his death, he wasn't. Or, no, a father's different. A father would do it. A father would say, listen, if you're penniless, I'll be a cobbler. I'll do it for you. You're my son. So, no matter who you are, the cobbler's a super cobbler, he's a super orev, and he'll pay no matter what. Right? And that's how we explain, that's this mishnah. It's nothing to do with Mar Zutra, and Mar Zutra still sticks to his guns, that the only time a yasom, the only time a ksuva gets paid ziburi is from the yasom, not from the husband.